Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
New this morning, our level 1 and 2 risk for tomorrow has been adjusted to a level 1 risk across the area. We still have the potential for strong thunderstorms. I'll show you.
A road in Johnston County is back open this morning after a deadly crash. The cleanup that still has to happen this morning.
And the Huskies are back home after their March Madness win. We'll show you how fans greeted the NCAA champs. Good morning, everyone. It is 4:30, and as usual, we are here to greet you. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, good to have you along. And they were talking about that right after the game. Can't wait to get back, see the fans get that reaction.
It's, of course, yeah.
It is something else. Elizabeth Gardner's over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. A little bit of a downgrade, but this still looks nasty on radar.
It does. This is a wide look at the view here from Texas all the way up through the Mississippi Valley. Lots of strong to severe thunderstorms there. Warm fronts lifting up across our area right now. That's going to bring us a little bit of patchy rain today. We'll zoom in and you can see just a little bit of rain out there at the moment. It's not much. Our best chance of rain today will be this morning, but it'll be light and patchy. And then once we get closer to lunchtime, we kept a 20% chance in just for the potential for a little sprinkle, but for the most part, it looks like it's going to be a fairly dry afternoon for us. We may even see a little bit of sunshine. This morning, our warm front's lifting northward, and you can see closer to lunchtime, maybe a few showers that roll through. And then by 4 or 5 o'clock, we may see a few holes in the clouds. We get a little break in the precipitation. But we're still going to see this line of strong thunderstorms back to the west. It rolls through here during the lunchtime hour. Notice that's at noon, a little bit earlier than what we were looking at this time yesterday. So we'll see that line of storms coming through, and then it begins to taper off behind it. The cold front itself will come through during the evening. We may have one more round of some scattered storms there. But it is now a level one risk across our viewing area instead of the level two risk in our southern counties, and just give us a lesser chance for those strongest thunderstorms. We do have the tower lit in green this morning for some scattered showers, and it's a quiet start across our area. 60 degrees with a west wind at about 5 miles per hour. It will be a warm afternoon, especially if we break out of the clouds. We should climb into the mid 70s.
Elizabeth, thanks. State DOT and Environmental Services will be in Johnston County today to clean up the gasoline remaining after a fiery tanker truck crash. NC-39 just reopened before 1:30 this morning after a head-on collision closed it for more than 8 hours. One person is dead after the crash with the tanker truck. This is video of the scene as firefighters tried to put out the flames that engulfed the vehicles. This happened in the Wilson's Mills community just after 5 o'clock. Diesel fuel and gasoline spilled all over the highway after the crash. When firefighters got to the scene, there was that huge fire. They used foam to control it. One man was at home when he saw the smoke from down the street.
Me and my wife saw like 4 or 5 emergency trucks coming this way, just hauling butt, man. Just hauling it. I mean, I was just like, oh my God, what the heck is going on?
The Antioch fire chief says the driver of the tanker truck got away safely. The driver of the sedan died from their injuries.
Today, business owners and residents in Raleigh will have a chance to talk about what changes they'd like to see in the downtown area. This is called the Big Dream Forum. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from downtown Raleigh. And Laura, there are a lot of folks signed up to speak today.
Absolutely. Good morning, Jeff. Well, the city of Raleigh is looking for the next big idea, big dream to envision what downtown could really look like in the future. Behind me here, we're at the Marbles Kids Museum near Moore Square. And this is exactly what it's all about, right? Finding the vibrant, creative, fun things that we can bring here downtown. The first focus of the economic development strategy was Fayetteville Street. 10 major ideas were presented as the initial result of close collaboration with local residents, business owners, property owners and other stakeholders. The president and CEO of the Downtown Raleigh Alliance, Bill King, tells me they've been working on this plan for the last year, and community feedback is a major component to move forward. Since COVID, they've been working to address the downtown retail and office markets, advancing and supporting minority and women-owned business entrepreneurs, and identifying other projects.
I think there's a lot of opportunities. You think about how are we going to connect downtown to Dick's Park? I think that's a great opportunity. Is there some other entertainment option, whether that's a sports facility or something like that, that could be brought downtown? You know, we've got a lot of government-owned land in downtown. Is there a way to re-envision that to do something different?
So more than 100 people have signed up to speak at this event here later at Marble's Museum. We know that the DRA will use this feedback to compile and put it all into this study that will be complete by midsummer. The event begins at 4:30. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
A middle school student from Wendell Magnet Middle School is recovering after being taken to the hospital after a fight. Wake County Sheriff's Office says a fight involved two students. School resource officers there and other staff responded to it. EMS also responded. One student was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The SRO investigating is working to get juvenile petitions for the students who were involved in the fight.
Today marks 5 years since a deadly natural gas explosion killed two people and injured two dozen others in downtown Durham. A contractor installing underground cables hit a gas line outside a coffee shop on North Duke Street on this day in 2019. Kong Lee, the owner of that coffee shop, died in the explosion. Jay Rambo, a PSNC worker who responded to the gas leak, died 2 weeks after the explosion from his injuries. At least 25 people were injured, including 9 firefighters. 4 victims have since filed lawsuits. Those have yet to go to trial. WRL learned back in January that part of the explosion site is up for sale.
Raleigh police officers and those supporting them are calling for better pay. Hundreds of Raleigh officers signed a petition asking the city to raise pay by 15%. It would take the officers' current salary from $50,000 to $58,000 a year. Other police departments are paying their officers more. Cary's base pay for officers starts at $60,000 a year. Members from Teamsters 391 shared their request inside City Council as more than 100 positions remain vacant.
One of the main reasons for so many vacancies is retention. Raleigh police officers continue to leave for other neighboring police departments with better pay.
The goal for the public comments was for the City Council to include the pay raise in the upcoming budget.
New concerns about the level of lead in a go-to for many parents, Lunchables. Our partners at Consumer Reports tested the products. They found some had potentially concerning levels of lead, cadmium, and phthalates. 5 of the 12 tested products would expose someone to 50% or more of the maximum allowable amount of lead and the daily recommended sodium for 4 to 8-year-olds. Turkey and cheddar cracker stackers and pizza with pepperoni top the list. Heavy metals can cause developmental problems in children if consumed in high amounts. None of the kits exceeded legal or regulatory limits. Some parents are now thinking twice.
It's concerning. I know the sodium is, I worry about that with kids, for adults as well, but you know, you don't want to give too much sodium to your kids.
WRL received a statement from Lunchables maker Kraft Heinz, and it says in part, all our foods meet strict safety standards that we happily feed to our own families. We are proud of Lunchables and stand by the quality and integrity that goes into making them.
Wake County students and families have more resources for support outside of the classroom. The county launched 2 programs this school year, Neighborhood Networks and the Student Engagement Team called SET. Neighborhood Networks pairs social workers with students and their families to identify their needs, and that includes housing, food security, and clothing. The SET program focuses on mental health. In its pilot stages, dozens of students and their families are already enrolled in these programs.
Ultimately, we know that healthy children turn into healthy adults. And so it's so critical that we are looking at the bigger picture, and these programs for the first time are really enabling us to do it in a way that we just haven't before.
The American Rescue Plan is paying for the programs. Commissioner Calabria says the program has already helped address issues like absenteeism and student behavior.
A teenager in Idaho is facing terrorism charges after investigators say he planned deadly attacks on churches. What he told authorities after his arrest.
And today marks the end of Ramadan. We'll tell you about an event happening today at the NC State Fairgrounds to celebrate the holiday.
And this is a live look at North Hills in Raleigh. It's going to be a cloudy day and there is rain on the way. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us after the break to talk about our WRL weather alert day for tomorrow.
From the WRL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. A little bit of light patchy rain showing up on dual Doppler 5000 radar this morning. We're going to see just some patchy light rain this morning up until maybe early afternoon. And then we should see a little break and maybe even a peek of sunshine later on this afternoon. We take a live look at Apex. It's all dry out there. We really didn't have much rain overnight last night, so it's a pretty dry and should be a pretty quiet trip into work and school, at least weather-wise. 62 in Tarboro. It's 57 in Lewisburg. 58 Southern Pines. It's 58 in Irwin. 62 in Goldsboro and in Rocky Mount and Wilson. So nice mild start this morning as well. Of course, we're watching that potential for some showers. Just a 30 to 40% chance this morning, and then it backs off to 20% chance by later this afternoon. Of course, tomorrow, we're still looking at a chance of some strong storms. I'll show you the timeline.
In Idaho, an 18-year-old is under arrest after the FBI says he was stopped the day before he was set to attack churches. Prosecutors say this is the suspect, Alexander Mercurio, posing in front of an ISIS flag. The criminal complaint says he told others he spent months making a plan to attack people who attend church in northwest Idaho. Mercurio allegedly sent texts to an FBI informant saying he would use knives, machetes, fire, and explosions to kill people in churches. During his arrest, the FBI seized knives, a machete, and butane. Intelligence officials have been warning about the risk of Americans becoming attackers, especially after the Hamas terror attack and war in Gaza.
The ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the threat of an attack against Americans inside the United States to a whole nother level. The potential for a coordinated attack here in the homeland is now increasingly concerning.
Mercurio's alleged plot has echoes of the recent deadly ISIS-K attack on a Moscow concert hall. Court records describe Mercurio as a disillusioned teenager radicalized with ISIS propaganda during pandemic school lockdowns.
Despite dozens of prison staffers trying to stop it, Missouri has executed a convicted murderer. 51-year-old Brian Dorsey was executed last night for killing his cousin and her husband in 2006. He died by lethal injection. Prison staffers had campaigned to spare Dorsey's life, calling him a model inmate. Missouri Governor Mike Parson and the U.S. Supreme Court both denied his clemency petition. Dorsey is the first prisoner executed in Missouri this year.
The union representing Hollywood actors is pushing for legal protections against the use of AI technology in the entertainment industry. One bill SAG-AFTRA is pushing would require detailed consent for the use of digital replicas. A separate bill also asks studios be banned from putting deceased performers in movies without the consent of their family. The Motion Picture Association has come out against the digital replicas bill. It argues that legislation would restrict post-production techniques that have been used for decades.
According to recent data, the most stolen vehicles in America are Chevy and Ford pickup trucks, Honda Civic and Accords, and Hyundai Sonatas. As thieves get smarter, so should you. Our partners at Consumer Reports shared some ways to keep your car safe. One way you can deter car thefts is by using a steering wheel lock. You could also purchase a built-in anti-theft device, which could save you as much as 23% on your auto insurance. Another tip, adding a well-positioned security or doorbell camera to your home so you can show police the video of it if it gets broken into.
The future of the iconic Dean E. Smith Center is uncertain. UNC is weighing whether to renovate the current arena or build a new stadium somewhere else in Chapel Hill. The new facility would be for the men's and women's programs. It would include practice facilities, locker rooms, offices, and meeting spaces. In a statement, UNC Athletics says it's about creating the best experience, coupled with the possibility of bringing in more money. UNC hopes to select a consulting firm this month to report back to them on the options out there.
This morning, over 7,000 people in our Muslim community will gather to pray and celebrate Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr is a religious holiday that marks the end of Ramadan, a month of fasting, prayer, and reflection. Thousands will gather in Dorton Arena on the NC State Fairgrounds. There'll be services at 7:30, 9:30, and 11:30 this morning. One woman from the Islamic Association of Raleigh says this is a way to reflect on the ongoing war in Gaza and conflict in Sudan.
But we still try to create an atmosphere of joy and hope and optimism, particularly for the youth, because troubled times happen, but eventually those end, and we look forward to the time when we are in a happier situation again.
The Islamic Association of Raleigh will host Eid Fest on Saturday as well. There'll be traditional foods, fun activities for children, and local artists and vendors. It will be at the Association's building, which is on Atwater Street in Raleigh. 447 right now. We have a nice mild start to our Wednesday. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center. We do have some rain and storms on the way.
We do. Watching Thursday closely, we did see a downgrade, I guess, if you will, to a level one risk across the viewing area. But we're still looking at the potential for some severe storms for tomorrow from noon to 5 o'clock. So it is a WRL weather alert day. Damaging winds, hail, and heavy rain. The potential for isolated tornadoes really goes down with a level one risk. But still, wind damage, you know, is exactly that. It is wind damage. And we're looking at some very windy conditions with the system tomorrow and even into Friday. Still having a lot of severe storms along this warm front as it lifts northward. That warm front lifting across our area will bring us a few isolated showers today, but we're not looking at thunderstorms until tomorrow. We zoom in, and you can see just a little bit of patchy rain up around Franklin County, back over toward Orange County. It's not much, just a sprinkle or two, but as we head through the morning, we may see a little bit more of this. We do have a level one risk for severe storms across our entire viewing area. Again, damaging winds, heavy rain, possibly some hail with this system. We check out Futurecast. That warm front lifts northward, and then once we get under the warm front, we'll be a little bit more unsettled. So a few sprinkles show up here on Futurecast late morning into lunchtime and early afternoon. And then watch what happens closer to the evening commute. There may be a few breaks in the clouds. We could see a bit of sunshine late this afternoon and into the evening. And then we'll see an increased chance for rain getting into the day tomorrow. Right now, it looks like the morning commute would be fairly dry, but by lunchtime, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms rolling through. And some of these could be strong to severe. It looks like a lot of heavy rain with that as well. It starts to taper off at around 5 o'clock, but the cold front itself won't come through until the wee hours of Friday morning, and there might be a one more quick band of some thunder with that. After that, we're looking at much drier for Friday, but there could be a few sprinkles, and Friday is going to be a windy day for us. We check out Rocky Mount Mills this morning. We're seeing dry conditions almost everywhere and mild temperatures too. 60 degrees right now heading out the door in the triangle. We have a west wind at about 5 miles per hour. Temperatures are similar to yesterday, looking at mid-50s in Roxboro, but 62 in Rocky Mount, 59 in Fayetteville, 58 degrees in Southern Pines. Around town today, 75 in Raleigh, 74 in Durham, and 78 in Fayetteville. So these temperatures are above normal. 71 is our normal high. We get into the 80s on Sunday. We have a string of 80s in our forecast for next week, too. Some fun over the weekend. It looks like it's going to be a dry and gorgeous weekend to be outside. We're excited to have the Courage versus Thorns game on TV on WRL at 7 o'clock. Or if you're headed out to the game, the weather looks lovely. 66 degrees with some sunshine at 7 o'clock and 11 o'clock 57 under partly cloudy skies. Good looking day for a game. That is Saturday. Of course, tomorrow is a WRL weather alert day with that potential for thunderstorms in the afternoon. Friday's nice and quiet, but it will be windy. And then check out this string of 80s. 83 Sunday, 84 Monday at 80 degrees on Tuesday. That's going to be warm.
Very toasty. Elizabeth, thanks. Check this out. A house complete with a white picket fence floating in the San Francisco Bay. We'll tell you where it was headed.
And the Durham Bulls set an international league record. We'll tell you what was special about this game against the Iron Pigs.
Welcome back. It's 4:54. Documentaries and feature films both bring true stories to the big screen in different ways. Today's Entertainment Report features a trio of previews for such movies. Here's David Daniel with the Hollywood Minute. Round, round, get
around, I get around. Three brothers, Brian, Dennis, and Carl, a cousin, Mike Love, and our good friend, El Jardine. That's family to me.
The Endless Summer returns with The Beach Boys. The documentary features never-before-seen footage and new interviews with band members and other music luminaries. It'll be fun, fun, fun when The Beach Boys debuts on Disney+.
How about that?
Joe, Joe, Joe!
Where'd you learn to hit like that?
How would you boys like to be the first members of the San Felipe High School golf team?
Us.
Latino caddies buck the Juan Crow discrimination of the 1950s and take the course in The Long Game. Jay Hernandez and Dennis Quaid star in the golf drama based on a true story. The Long Game opens in theaters Friday.
So y'all current military or are you vets?
Army all the way. Trail name's Bacon.
I'm Army. Trail name's Peanut.
I'm a Marine. Trail name's Mini-Me. How about you?
Well, I'm Army, but I don't have a trail name yet.
Oh, don't worry. Look your name, will find you.
The Keeper tells the story of George Eshelman, who hiked the Appalachian Trail to raise awareness of military member suicides, carrying the name tapes of 363 service members who died by suicide. The film follows George as he tries to complete his mission and keep steps ahead of his own dangerous depression. The Keeper opens in theaters May 24th, Memorial Day weekend. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
New this morning, longtime Stanford University women's basketball coach Tara Vanderveer is retiring after 38 seasons. University made the announcement yesterday. Vanderveer broke Coach K's record for most wins by a coach in NCAA history. She did that earlier this year. She led the Cardinal to 14 Final Four appearances and three national championships. Former player, current associate coach Kate Pay is in talks to take over that role.
Some people have a place on the water, but this is a little different. This two-story houseboat, complete with a white picket fence, skylights, was captured on camera as it was towed through the San Francisco Bay. According to the San Francisco Standard, the home was one of several moved out of Redwood City because of a legal battle. The owner of the houseboat says he wasn't on the boat during the two-day trek. A U.S. Coast Guard spokesman says the houseboat is now safely anchored on Richardson Bay near Sausalito. The Durham Bulls scored 28 runs during their game in Allentown, Pennsylvania. That's a new International League record. This two-run homer by the Bulls in the ninth inning scored their 27th and 28th runs of the night. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs scored only 10 runs. Every batter for the Bulls scored at least two runs. Just amazing. I feel kind of bad for the home crowd there, though, to watch that game.
You know, the first thing I did was look at the box score, because in Little League, there's a 10-run rule, you know. They stopped the game, just a mercy type of thing. Yeah. They wouldn't have reached that until the ninth inning, when they scored all 11 runs in the ninth inning. Crazy.
And every Bulls player contributed.
Yeah.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan will be in Fayetteville today for a major announcement. Coming up at 5, WRL's Kelsey Coffey will join us live to talk about the new national standards for PFAS in drinking water.
And there are new whistleblower allegations this morning about some of the safety of Boeing airplanes. WRL's Ken Smith will explain the concerns raised about 787 Dreamliner aircraft.